सोच विचार के साथ मेरा नाम नदीम उल हक है
और मेरा नाम अंजुम अल्ताफ है।
वेलकम टू सोच विचार,
अ प्रोग्राम ऑफ साउथ एशियन पॉलिसी एनालिसिस एंड डेवलपमेंट पॉलिसी। रिसेंटली आई वाज आस्क्ड टू डिलीवर अ लेक्चर ओवर स्काइप टू एन ऑडियंस इन पाकिस्तान। सम डोनर हैड अरेंज्ड अ ट्रेनिंग प्रोग्राम ऑन द SDGs एंड आई वाज आस्क्ड to address those people. Of course, they didn't want to pay me, but nevertheless, I thought I'd try it out. Sad to say that the audience was very, very limited and almost disinterested, but let's forget that for a minute. A question that I asked the audience generated an interesting answer. I asked them, do you know what policy is in Pakistan? And everybody said, of course, there's a lot of policy in Pakistan. I asked, okay, give me an example. They pointed to the bus projects and to the various projects that the government announces. And I told them, there is a difference between projects and policies. So I thought, let me take that up today. Recently, in discussing with other groups on the internet, groups in Pakistan of intellectuals, serious intellectuals, I again found that there is a serious confusion on what policy is. So let's take up the issue of policy. What is policy? This is a subject that I think even in economics textbooks we don't take seriously. Public policy looks at it somewhat, but I think it's very basic and we should think about what policy is before we start making all kinds of conjectures about policy. Because in Pakistan, and I think all over the world, even I would say in international agencies, we use the term policy too loosely. We confuse policy with wishes, programs, projects, and other administrative measures that we think should be taken. So let's look at policy a little more carefully. In my view, and I've tried to research it recently, policy is something that is very difficult to define, but yet it is easy to see. It is something that they say, I can see it, but I don't know how to define it. To my mind, policy is something that any agency, any individual, any institution sets for itself as a method of work, or as an approach to meeting A, its objectives, or two, the problems at hand. So to begin with, every policy must begin with objectives or problems at hand, and we must be able to define them at the top. Then after that, we must try and define how we know that the problem can be solved, which obviously must require some research, some thinking. Without research, without analysis, you cannot tell anybody how a problem can be solved or an objective can be met. So, once we have the objective, then we have the research telling us how the problem can be solved. Then we must have a method of work on how that problem can be solved based on the research that we've got. That method of work or that analysis that we do with the research defines the method of work, and that method of work then defines the way forward. How are we going to approach over time the solving the problem or meeting the objective that we want to meet? So think about it for a minute. The bus projects are projects. The problem is public transport. And yes, we need to make the population mobile. The problem is solving the mobility of people. That problem can be solved in many different ways. The government has a role in it. So is the private sector. So are individuals who demand that service. A good policy will look at the roles of all these actors and create a set of rules, frameworks, laws, processes, as well as infrastructure and systems to develop a mobile population. Merely developing a bus project is solving the problem for a very small community. Like, let's say the Green Line in Lahore has solved it for a few hundred thousand people there, but there are about 10 million people in Lahore who don't have any facility. So there could be an alternative framework of policy that could be developed that would allow the private sector, for example, to come in and provide all manner of services, that would allow the public sector to develop the backbone, that will allow the public sector to frame regulations and legislations to allow other actors to come in, that would allow people the space to operate in. Similarly, think about it. The Benazir Income Support Program is a program. It deals with the issue of poverty of some individuals that they do get through some research and trying to find out who the poor, identify the poor, and then address the needs of the poor. But it is not a poverty alleviation policy. A poverty alleviation policy would not just work on giving those guys some subsidy or subsistence. It would also work on building opportunities for those people and building opportunities for those people to help themselves, to lift themselves out of poverty. That would be a policy. That policy will again require, for example, opportunities of investment space, opportunities of growth, opportunities of people to self-employ themselves, opportunities of people to move from poor areas to richer areas, and all kinds of legal frameworks, as well as, as well as skill training, for example, as well as capital provision. All those things have to be thought through carefully. It's not just ad hoc adding microcredit here and adding, you know, a little bit of education there. It has to be a more comprehensive approach. So, step back and think about it. Policy must have an objective, must have some serious objective, will set up a problem. The problem must be addressed through some careful analysis. And that careful analysis must set up a method of work, a legal framework, as well as rules, etc., etc. And who is going to do various aspects of that thing? Who is going to monitor? Who is going to evaluate that? Again, once a policy is set up, some work must be done. It will take time to meet the objective or solve the problem. That time could be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, who knows? In many countries, people have set up policy programs that last decades. Then again, we must define the actors who are involved in making that policy work. There must be methods of coordinating them. There must be methods of evaluating them. There must be methods of managing each of them. There must be methods of each agency monitoring each other. You deliberately set up agencies in opposition so that they can watch each other. Now, let's also take up quickly a look at how policy is made. Policy has also got to be made through a process. Gone are the days when Akbar Badshah or Jahangir emperor or whoever emperor could just decide on the spur of the moment and say, this must happen, off with their heads. That is not done in modern day economies. Policy has to begin. Yes, the objectives or the problems can be defined by politicians through a democratic process, through mandates, through elections. But once that is done, then it is up to experts to try and understand how, find evidence, how that problem can be solved, how that objective can be met. It is a question of finding evidence and finding the processes that make it work. That, my friends, is the job of economists and policy analysts who must dedicate themselves to do it. And that is why every government agency must have a research department. That research department not only solves problems, but it must also constantly evaluate the solutions and reject the solutions if necessary, rework the solutions, tweak the solutions, move the solutions forward. Research has to be a very important component of that. But once having done the research, it is useless having the research and papers printed. Unless there are forums to read, understand, critique the papers and take decisions. Policy process involves forums. Policy process involves everybody. It has to involve people from the government, the leadership, as well as a bureaucracy, as well as various vested interests, as well as citizens. We forget in Pakistan the role of citizens. Take, for example, the car policy. The car policy, which is really not a policy, it's a subsidy arrangement, was made by industrialists with bureaucrats. The beneficiaries of the policies and the bureaucrats got together and made a policy. The consumers had no say in that. Even the leadership and the various ministries had no say in that. I was in the planning commission and they would not let us have a say in that. That is not good policy. You have to have a policy process which has to go through various forums, departmental comments, all kinds of checks and balances, so that by the time the policy comes out, it has been vetted and understood by everybody. And if you have one interest group participating, you have to have many interest groups participating. And yet, you have to take their views into account, but somehow not influence the policy in the direction of any one group. This is a very important subject that is very seldom paid attention to in the classroom and unfortunately leads to a lot of confusion. Our leadership, for example, seems to think that anything is policy. Our donors also think anything is policy. For example, to solve the fiscal problem, we recommend all kinds of, by we I mean people, talk about all kinds of crazy taxes, like for example a tax on internet, like for example a tax on milk, like for example a tax on this or that. We, for example, on petroleum products, we have one tax and another tax and another tax. This is not a tax policy. This is ad hoc measures to solve a problem that was created by the same bureaucracy that is trying to solve the problem without research, without evidence. The process of making this policy is also wrong. Just one agency, the finance ministry, goes to the prime minister, president, quickly gets an ordinance or whatever and gets or sneaks it into the budget. Never is tax policy as a whole discussed. Never is tax policy as a whole researched. Never is the policy as a whole understood by any forum or discussed by any forum in the country. Therefore, tax policy has been all wrong for a long, long period of time. It is slowing down investment, it is slowing down growth. Yet, nobody wants to discuss it. But at the same time, even if it was discussed at a forum, our ministries, our forums don't have the capacity to understand that yet. So once you start thinking of policy and how it is made, you see what the institutional setup has to be. You see what the needs of policy are. And we can configure governance thinking about these things. But I'll leave it at that. This is a subject that we will come back to again and again. I think it's an interesting subject, should be taken up. I hope that people will come back with questions and thoughts. I think it's a fascinating subject. It should be looked at very carefully. Thank you. See you next time.
सोच विचार के साथ मेरा नाम नदीम उल हक है
और मेरा नाम अंजुम अल्ताफ है।